Over the last few years, a lot of rod companies have come and gone, but there's one in particular that's come and really hit the world by storm, and that's Setter Rods. And with me today is Jim Eldred from Setter Rods. Jim, you're the president and CEO, and you guys are busy as a one-arm paper hanger.
Yeah, well, I'm not getting to fish as much as I used to, that's for sure.
Well, you know, we find out in this business that once you get in this business, you don't get to fish anymore.
That's usually the case. A lot of people tend to go more towards the professional end of fishing or the guiding end of fishing when they want to really try to make a business out of it. And what they find out sometimes is that their vision as far as fishing more often usually settles down quite a bit more than what they were actually began with.
Well, Jim, you guys have got an American-made product. You're out in Oregon, and you know one of the strengths is that it's 100% American-made, and you're really trying to put that extra effort into your product.
There is, and when it comes to 100% American-made, you know, not to correct you, Terry, but to correct everybody, 100% American-made in my mind is built 100% here in the United States, components and all. We do have one rod that is 100% American-made, and that is our roller guide rods in our saltwater series. But a lot of companies are saying that they're 100% American-made, as they may be made here in the United States. But probably 90% of their components are made offshore.
So you guys really, and I know cork is one of those things, Portuguese cork is hard to get, you know, any place other than there, and that's probably one of the components that you have difficulty getting in America.
Well, you have difficult getting in general, because they do have such a great cork oak in Portugal. There is cork oak available throughout the world, but you just can't get the quality.
Well, you look at your rod now, and a lot of people think, well, you got a blank, and then you know put guides on it, and you look for you know different things in cosmetics and that kind of stuff. But in reality, you're building this thing from the ground up.
Correct. We build our blanks, and we build 100% here in the shop. We tie here. We do all our epoxy work here. Again, there's a lot of other ways to do it, and there's a lot of ways to save pennies. Instead of trying to do a lot of that savings end of things, not that we're frivolous, that we just try not to look at things as how much money can we make off of the consumer. It's a matter how a fact of how well we can build a rod, and we feel that if we control the build here on the property that we know when we ship it out, that it will be a better built rod.
Well, and you've got a great warranty along with that. Besides the fact that you know you're building them right, it's nice to have a good warranty as well.
Well, there's two things, or even really three, but two very, very important things that are dear to my heart. One of them is the retailers. I do everything I can to take care of the retailers and the consumer, too. And with the consumer in mind, it's the warranty. I'm not in the business to turn down warranty rods. We're in the business of building rods. And if there's a warranty issue, we make it very simple for the consumer. You send your $25 in, send your rod back, and we will repair or replace it right away. And I'm very adamant about that. And if you give us a call here at the shop, it's really not uncommon for me to answer the phone and take care of the consumer right away.
Well, Jim, you got involved in the Bass Fan Army, and part of the thing that you're doing is getting that name out there. And the Bass Fan Army Contingency Program has been something you stepped up to right away, and it's paying dividends for you.
Well, and again, it's with the consumer in mind. And this is a great venue that Bass Fan has put together. I kind of dabbled in it and looked at it and last year as it was the inauguration of the Bass Fan Army. So this year I thought, well, we could just, you know, as we're growing, so is Bass Fan Army, and we want to step up and do a little bit more, look at the anglers' concerns. And this is the way that we've done our advertising, is through the people and in their hands and putting rods in the people's hands versus running a multi-million-dollar ad campaign in every magazine across the board. If they look at their local tournaments and their local trails and their local venues, that hopefully that they can get a set of rod. We're trying to create the demand out there. I don't know if an ad in a magazine is necessarily going to have a consumer run down to their local tackle shop and say, hey, how come you don't have a set of rod in here? As much as we would like to put the rods in the consumer's hands and they look at it, and then they know they've got a good quality product, then they know they can ask their local retailer, please carry this rod. It's unbelievable.
Well, you definitely have raised the bar. I mean, I can tell you I've looked at a lot of rods, and there's a lot of good ones out there. But you guys have taken the fine art of rod building and really tried to tune it for what the anglers really want. I mean, in the way of a crankbait rod or a flipping stick or whatever may be the application, they're tools for you. But you're listening to the angler as well, and the professional angler, of course, is really vital in this. But you're listening to those folks, and they're saying, I want this kind of thing in my rod, and then you're trying to build it that way.
Well, and we call that our compodynamic design. You know, it's a combination of evolution, composition, rod designer, the components, and our collective group. And most importantly, that collective group. We at Set of Rods listens to everybody. We do not rely completely on the rod designers, the builders, but we do rely on the fishing professionals, the guys, the captain, and even the weekend anglers. All too often, here at the shop, I says, you know, our business here tends to be run on the T-O-O word. You know, we get all this information, and it always seems to be too long, too short, too fat, too fast, you know. and so we kind of humor ourselves saying, oh, here's another guy saying it's a half an inch too short, you know. But we talk about that, and even in jest, that we means that we are listening to them. Whether or not we will change a rod design isn't not necessarily true, but as long as we're listening, that means when we have our conversations to go and build a rod, that is going to be mentioned.
Well, and you've got to think about, you know, these guys that are on the water, you know, 150, 200, even more days than that throughout the year, they've got a feel that they're looking for each particular application, and if they can convey that to you, you guys can pretty well build it since you build all your own blanks.
Well, and that's our standard. I mean, we see an opportunity of building tools, like you said, but the fact is that we are building a professional-style rod. We do have rods available for the general public, you know, just a similar build to everybody out there with our conventional series. But we really, and that's necessary to have, and that's with the same blanks that we build in our tactical and response series, but it is conventional. What our demand is becoming is that professional style rod. I know that we could go offshore and we can have these things built for us, but that's not what the professionals want. They want it in a controlled environment, an environment that is controlled by the fishermen, an environment where we listen to them and we build what they need and we make it available for the rest of the consumers. Sometimes, and very frequently, I'll have one of our pros will say, hey, can I have this rod this long, this short? And I say, no, I'm sorry. The fact is we're building rods that you guys want as a collective group. That's what the consumer wants. And we build at a mass production, so as to do the one rod for you, and then we fall into the category of custom building. And as much as we'd love to custom build, and that may not be too far away to where we open up a custom shop, but the fact is that what we are building is what the professionals want.
Well, Jim, as time goes by so quickly here at Bass Fan Army Radio, one of the things I want to make sure we mention here is they're going to be a little surprised at the Weekend Warrior Championship this year with Set of Rods, and guys that are going to be fishing that, they're going to get some great surprises as we have that tournament. There are going to be a lot of neat things coming up, but I really appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Army Radio.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll see you at Bass Fan Army Weekend Warrior.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.